years.
Would you put your hands together?
It was the birthplace of Triple M Sport way back when.
New era.
Make sure you've got your comfy pants on for the all-new 2020 fresh Triple M 10 Cent Legends. Gus Wallen.
The captain.
Jude Bolton.
Chris Stavakula.
Wendell Saylor.
That'll be enough for a penalty.
Because let's face it, Saturday is all right for fighting.
Yeah, g'day. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. What a show we've got today, boys. We've got Brad Haddon, Sam Groff, Danny Green, Tom and Jake Trbojevic, and Danny Wider talking
huge
all things rugby league in a moment. How's your week been, big fella? How you going, Jude?
Mate, not too bad. It was actually a bit bizarre. I had Lynette got tested for coronavirus during the week. Had to go to Ryde Hospital and get the swab up the nose and all that sort of stuff. But all clear, thankfully, so I can come in here
Why did she think she actually had it?
Well, she was just a little bit run down, a little bit snotty, bit of symptoms, I guess, and just wanted to get checked out. We've got obviously the kids and other things, so just want to make sure she's all right.
Great. And it took, what, a couple of days or less?
A couple of days. Yeah, okay. So we're sort of isolating in the house a little bit, but
you had to keep your hands off her
for a couple of days. I'm in the doghouse mainly, so it's all right.
What about you, big fella? How many games of golf this week?
Only two this week.
Okay.
I really stepped up in and around the house. I did a lot more chores this week, give the kids a bit of a break, because Tristan's obviously doing uni. Matisse doing a grade 12 stuff, and Dobby and I spent a bit more time together getting out and about, so really good week, and I only watched the Last Dance.
What did you think of The Last Dance? And if people don't know it, it's on Netflix and ESPN, and it's basically The Last Dance, the last year of Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Yes.
But plus, it goes back to a lot of other stuff as well.
Yes.
It comes out 2 episodes a week for 5 weeks, 10 episodes in total. This week it was episodes 3 and 4.
Focused a bit on Rodman.
And Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
But he was back in his day. He was a bit sort of
out there.
Free spirit as well.
He was a free spirit.
But Rodman, can I just say, you know, when you're going through a season, I know sometimes you think, I can't wait for end of season. Clip as you did in LA, when you were at the Swans and that, and what we did many times in rugby union, rugby league. But a vacation, like Rodman wanted a vacation. I know he played hard that defensive, sort of game, and then
they gave him 48 hours, and they had to drag him out. Don't want to
Jordan goes,
he hasn't watched it,
but he asked Phil, and then he went, and then Jordan goes, you need to give him that 48 hours, and then Jordan actually said, he won't be back in 48 hours.
That's right.
You've got to see it.
He went to Vegas to go and find him, so you can catch it up. It's there on Netflix. And
we've got Electra.
On our head-to-head part of the program this week, we've got sports' biggest bad boys. It's got Rodman against McEnroe. And, of course, you can join us on 1-333-53 at any time. And there's a macro pack, $200 of beautiful, healthy food. Get delivered to your house for the best callers, so you can join us absolutely any time. Coming up next, Rugby League. It is one of the great reality shows. We've got Danny Wilder from Channel 9 giving us all the updates. Thanks for joining us again, all for Paddy's and Ream.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
So much happening in the game of rugby league, and boys, we could be so close. We've got Tom and Jake Trbojevic in the second hour of the show, and I think they'll be ready to rock and roll and get a training at Manly next week. But the guy who breaks most stories in rugby league is a great friend of Triple M and of the Dead Set Legends, Danny Wilder from Channel 9. Danny, are we going to get some footy on the 28th?
Looks that way, doesn't it? And good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's been another massive week. People ask you in the off-season, like, what are you doing rugby league? There's no story as well. This morning, even further good news with the Warriors being allowed to train and play in Australia. So they're going to lob tomorrow, I believe. So it's all systems go.
It's been the best type of, show drama and that sort of stuff as well.
It's a great reality TV show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Andrew Abdo has had to step out the first press conference and step straight into a bit of a storm himself. It pretty expected, I guess, was it?
To be honest, I think he was just okay in his first media conference. I'd give him maybe a 6 out of 10. And the message that he gave about the suspensions to the players was about a 1 out of 10.
Mm.
I really think... I can't believe how light, particularly I know on the Addo Carr and Latrell Mitchell situation, how light they went.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it was very ordinary, given what everybody's dealing with at the moment, and given what they were risking for everybody. I think that people have lost their jobs throughout society. Rugby league's now in a privileged position where it's where people are going to regain their employment, and these guys really thumb their nose at it. I was really disappointed.
Hey, Danny, it's Del, mate. I know Craig Bellamy quite well, and he's, you know, he understands, you know, times changing that, you know, with players and stuff, but he gave an absolute almighty spray yesterday to his players about the social media use. Did you see that?
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, I agree.
Good on him. And look, you just got to be sensible.
Yeah.
You know, I interviewed Nathan Cleary. I told him that I had some photos which were not great for him. And I approached him. I said, listen, I'm going to break this story. He said, look, give me the chance to get on my front foot and let me talk about it. And I thought, what a great attitude. Mm. I went and interviewed him, and I came away from the interview thinking, what a decent young bloke. Good on him for getting on the front foot. And he was very, very apologetic. And I know he's sorry about what has happened. But then for the TikTok stuff to emerge afterwards,
yes,
unfortunately, it damages what he said. And I think you only get a chance to say sorry properly once.
Mm.
And then after that, it's
all better
not
off.
As convincing. Yeah.
And he's a good kid.
We've all made
a mistake, and he's a nice kid. And we just can't keep beating these young players up. I understand he's made a mistake, and
yeah,
he probably doubled down on that, probably not telling the whole truth. And the social media and TikTok, guys, you don't need it.
Nah.
You just don't need it, but, you know.
What about
Wendell,
Danny?
Wendell, you and I have known each other for a long time, and we've been through a lot, And one thing about you is you were always honest with me. You know, you didn't give me any BS when I approached you about stuff, and I generally would be able to approach you and talk to you about things, and you know, you never ducked. When you went through your hard times, you were presentable, and you fronted up and you didn't lie to people. So
yeah, you know, I haven't really seen you for a long time, Danny, which is good luck. I mean, in adversity, it's been good, but yeah, you've always been. You know, when I've been interviewed by you, you've got to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Yeah, thanks.
Well, mate, I spent a lot of time outside your house.
Yeah,
so.
Bronte, yeah, you did.
Hey, Danny, what about the Mitchell Pearce suspension? If we go back to that now.
But
honestly, it derailed the Roosters completely, but derailed that him as a person.
Yes.
It was way over the top if you now look at all the other stuff. Well, I think it was 125 and all those games suspension.
Yeah.
But it was the Roosters season done and dusted. They're kidding themselves if they reckon they got that right compared to what they're doing now.
Look, that Mitchell Pearce one cost the Roosters a season. It cost them $1 million worth of sponsorship, and it cost Mitchell Pearce his reputation for a long time. Yes, Mitchell Pearce stuffed up, but I reckon the NRL stuffed up even more in the way they treated it.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous, and they have admitted that since, that they got it wrong. That's something that we sort of, that's been glossed over.
Yeah.
The NRL say, yep, we got that wrong. We were too hard on him. And in this case, I think that they've been a little bit too soft. Like, I would have been happy for the players to be sat down, particularly Ad O'Carr and Latrell Mitchell, for 2 months and being told, well, look, you know, you watch the football from the sideline, you watch these blokes behave, and that's what you've got to do when you come back.
Danny, thank you so much for your time again on the Dead Set Legends. There's so much we could talk to you about, but we've run out of time. We really appreciate everything you're doing, mate, and look forward to seeing your reports on Channel 9 every single night for the rest of the year, now that we're going to get some footy back.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. And, Del, I'll try not to be around your place anytime soon.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that too, mate.
Saturday mornings, comfortable like an old pair of pants. And
turn it up.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saley can be part of the conversation any time on the show. Give us a call on 1-333-53. We're about to open up the lines, and you get a $200 macro pack, which is beautiful, healthy food delivered to your door. So have a listen to the boys' thoughts on this particular topic. A couple of players got themselves in trouble, didn't they, in rugby league this week, boys? Latrell Mitchell, Josh Adakar in particular, and Nathan Cleary, which is ongoing. Had one suspension, but an ongoing with a breach notice going out for his TikTok videos. What I'd like to ask you guys, and also everyone on 133353, is did the punishment fit the crime for Latrell, Ad O'Carr and Cleary? This is what they were. This is their fine: $50,000 suspended for the remainder of the season. So $20,000 they had to pay, 60% of it if they lapse it again. Tyrone Roberts Davies got a $10,000 fine. He was up there with that at Karen Mitchell. Nathan Cleary only paid $4,000 because he's got a $10,000 fine, 60% suspended for the remainder of the season. One match suspension, also suspended. So they're not going to miss any
games.
Footy. Did the NRL get it right, Jude?
No, the punishment didn't fit the crime for me. It was an absolute joke that they don't miss any games. I think that's what cuts players deepest the most. And I just sit there and go, the whole of society's in lockdown, the world is in lockdown, trying to get, you know, back to some normality. And these players have threatened to derail the whole season before it kicks off again. It's just like, it just staggers you that they would go and do this. And then obviously Cleary as well lying about it. So, you know, good young fella. Don't want to hang him out to dry, but didn't fit the crime.
Yeah. What about you, Del?
Yeah, we all make mistakes. I just think the fines, I think they were sufficient, but I think the games would have hurt
what
them.
What do you mean? They're paying to pay $20,000.
That's
why.
Yeah.
Why is the money suspended?
No, they paid $20,000, isn't it? They paid $20,000.
Yeah, but they were actually $50,000 fine with 60% suspended.
Yeah, look.
So they're throwing out a check for $20,000.
Yeah, I know.
For being a whole competition.
Yeah, look, I understand that. On their behalf, it was, you know, was a little bit silly. I think the games that would have hurt them, if they would have got suspended for 6 or 8 games, that's what hurts you. And then your teammates and the coach think you think you're selfish.
Well, we spoke to Danny Widler a moment ago, mm-hmm. and Mitchell Pearce did nothing as bad as this. Got over $100,000 fine, none of that suspended, and eight games, and derailed the Roosters' whole season.
Oh, I know, but there can be an overreaction sometimes to this. You know, look, there's people breaking rules all the time. Like, you know, we've seen it lately. People have been getting $1,000 fines. AFL boys,
they
got a slap on the wrist with a lettuce.
We're not talking about the AFL. We're talking about the NRL.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying,
did the punishment fit the crime?
Yeah.
You reckon it's all right, do you?
I think the fine's fine. I think they should have been suspended more games. More games they should have sat out.
Okay, so they got a little bit light. Well, so many people wanted to get their opinions on this, so we'll take your calls after this on 1-333-53. Did the punishment fit the crime for Latrell, Adakar and Cleary? We'll look forward to getting your comments. More on the Dead Set Legends in a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here. Call us anytime on 1-333-53. We've got plenty of callers we're about to go to. And the best of those callers will get a Macros feed. Healthy, chef-cooked, ready-made meals delivered fresh and contact-free to your doorstep. Putting nutrition first. That's Macros. Fantastic feed. Ian from Castle Hill, we're going to come to you first, mate. Did the punishment fit the crime for Latrell, Adokar and Cleary?
Sure answer, no. But I'm a massive Penrith supporter. I love your show, guys, by the way.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I'm very, very upset with what Nathan done in regards to what he did in the media. He lied. My thoughts are the rest of the year, sit on the bench.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big call.
That is a big call.
As a Penrith supporter, too.
That's big. That's how much it means to some of these supporters. So.
And he's a New South Wales number 7 as well.
Yes.
So I think that's a little bit too harsh, Ian. But I certainly believe he should have lost some games. And I think we're all in agreement here.
Yes,
thanks for your call, Ian. What about Jim in Newport? What are your thoughts, Jim?
Well, my wife had to shut down her business. I got a 4.5-year-old on the spectrum who's not allowed to go to school. And these clowns are out here doing that.
Yeah. Mm. So you reckon they got unders?
Mate, Phil Gould was on the money, but if that's a bit strong, they should have got at least 2 months.
Fair enough, Jim.
Jim, they're not the only ones, but...
Yeah, we know that. However, they are in a position where the whole industry of rugby, not just the game itself, the games, all the ball boys, all the ground announcers, the people that feed for the psyche of our mental health.
I just feel, okay.
What about Adrian in Sydney? How are you going, brother?
Yeah, mate, look, disgraceful. You fine them all $50,000 each, nothing suspended.
Yeah.
And the money all goes directly to healthcare professionals. Look at what they're doing is so, you know, is amazing. And these three guys are a disgrace. And to send out that message, you don't suspend them because that just punishes the fans because you want to see Latrell play against the Roosters. But you ban them from Origin this year, 100%.
Wow.
And the money directly to healthcare professionals.
That'll hit him where it hurts, doesn't it, Adrian?
He's gone hard there.
He has gone hard, Adrian, but we're all nodding along when you said the money goes to the healthcare professionals.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
You had a say, mate. You're going to pick up the macro pack. It's a healthy chef-cooked, ready-made meals, mate. $200 worth delivered to your house this week. So thanks for joining us on the Dead Set Legends, Adrian.
Thanks.
Good on. And all the other callers we couldn't get to as well. Thank you very much.
Pretty passionate, you can see. Absolutely.
Yeah, and rightly so. There's a lot relying on rugby league, and for those blokes to put it in any sort of jeopardy was not good work. Okay, boys, coming up on the show, we've got so much to do. We've got Flog or Not coming up next, which is a brand new segment. And then we've got Brad Haddon, Sam Groth, Jake and Tom Trbojevic, and Danny Green. So much more on the Dead Set Legends.
Saturday mornings, comfortable like an old pair of pants. And
turn it up.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Well, in the week that Australia became number one in the world again at the Test match game and also the 2020, and also the contracted players were given their contracts and some were not. We've got a bloke on the line who was part of the Triple M cricket coverage, an all-time fantastic bloke, Australian coach as well, Brad Haddon. How are you, brother?
Morning, Gussie. How you going, mate?
Mate, surviving? Very, very well, mate. Now, what about that? No cricket being played at the moment, but we're back to number one again, and I think Justin Lang has done a pretty good job.
Yeah, how about that? No, it's an exciting time, especially where this group of players has come from. We know what's happened over the last couple of years, and to get to number one, it's great reward, not only just for the players, but also Justin and his staff involved in All Cricket Australia, because if we're honest, there were some dark days a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, Hads, it's Del, mate. I was lucky enough to spend a bit of time with JL up in the Tiwi Islands. Obviously, you know, Haydos does that stuff in the Indigenous community. And just spending time with him, I understood how he tries to get the best out in his players. Obviously, he's doing a good job for Western Australia there. He's implemented that into the Australian system. What do you reckon he brings to, the code?
Yeah, the first and foremost, Del, he brings passion. He's passionate about not only the Australian cricket team, but everything about being an Australian. And that's what he brings to the Australian cricket team. He wants good people. He wants guys that are proud to play for their country and also be willing to stand beside each other and go into battle. So he's done a wonderful job, especially where the team was, to get it back to where it was. He had a lot of tough conversations with some players and everyone, getting Australia back to the way they want to play. So he deserves a lot of credit with where Australia are at now.
Some of the money is going to be taking away from the game a little bit, Hads, in terms of, we've heard that they might have to fly at the back of the plane a little bit, you know, room together.
That'll hurt.
Look, that's probably going to bring that culture even stronger, isn't it, surely?
Yeah, it is. But that's not just cricket. That's everywhere around the world at the moment, Julie. Everyone's got to make sacrifices. And, yeah, I think the money, that's just the way it's going to be. Everyone's taking pay cuts, but I tell you, going to the back of the plane, that'll hurt them more than anything.
What about those central contracts by Cricket Australia? There was obviously the normal sort of people, if you like, that are going to get the contracts, but a few that missed out. Anyone in particular that missed out that you thought were a bit robbed, mate?
Yeah, I think the list was pretty predictable. I think the hot topic is Usman Khawaja.
Yeah.
But the door's still open. Joe Burns has come on contract. He had an okay summer. His spot's not cemented there. If Khawaja starts well, we know he's a class player, especially in home conditions. So if he gets the opportunity to start the Australian summer well, he can still play for Australia. Sometimes these wake-up calls are not a bad thing either.
Hads, what's the story on Stoinis? He keeps getting overlooked. Is there an issue there between JL and him, or he's just got to work a bit harder and be a bit more consistent?
Yeah, you're exactly right. He's got a wonderful record in Big Bash, but you want players to be able to take that opportunity to step up. It's a different beast playing for your country. And I think over the last 12 months, and I think he'd say this as well, his performances just haven't warranted being in that number one team. So we know he's got talent. We've seen that in the Big Bash, but he needs to start doing it on the international stage and consistently across all three forms if he wants to get back.
Have you watched that grand final in the NRL again, Hats?
Oh no! Hats!
That's a low blow against the Raiders there.
I still haven't dealt with that. You know what worries me about that?
Yep.
I can handle everything about the game. I just can't handle the flipping water boy laughing when he gets hit in the head with the ball.
You know, that's a rule, though. If it hits the trainer, mate, then the goes to the attacking team, or it would happen to be in your attacking half. I mean, you can't knock the man for that.
Oh, he can shove that up your butt. I'll tell you what about his smile? They're there to give the guys a drink and get off the field.
That's right.
You don't want him smiling. Get out of the game.
Thanks for joining us, Hads. Really enjoyed it, mate.
Anytime. See you, boys.
Coming up next, the Burley Curly, all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M, dead set. Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends here with Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor and Gus Wallen. It's time now for this.
Burley Curly.
Yeah, and it's the Burley Curly thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. And we know, boys, that Paddy's Markets is shut at the moment, but they're still supporting us and still supporting the show.
Beautiful.
So we want to thank them very much, and this is their message, that the Burley Curly, thanks to Paddy's Markets, and while Paddy's are closed due to COVID-19, be sure to visit your local greengrocer, fruit shop and florist, where supplies of fresh produce and flowers remain plentiful. So they're doing the right thing by everyone that normally supports the markets. So thank you very much to Paddy's. This is a chance for us, Jude and I, to ask you some questions around the game of rugby league, Del.
Beautiful.
So let's start the ball rolling. Is Craig Bellamy right in banning all Storm players from social media?
After what I've seen over the last week, yeah, I think so. I think the game is bigger now than obviously players and what they're going to do on social media, and some players I'm afraid can't be trusted. And that's with all clubs getting social media people in, Australian Federal Police saying this is the way to use your social media and this is how not to use it. And these times, it's the right call. And I would hate to be Josh Adokar because, you know, he would have tore strips off him.
Yeah.
So which club or clubs will have the most advantage coming out of isolation, Del?
I think the Roosters, I think, because, you know, I hate to say it, but, like, they lost their first two games, as you know, but it'll be perfect now. Boyd Cordner for them. You know, they've got nice balance. Josh Morris into the team. They'll be ready to go.
Saw a great photo this week of the two Morris boys in the red, white and blue. Gee, they look good.
Oh, they would. I haven't seen it. Does it look that good?
Yeah, they look fantastic together. They look so happy, and I'm really pleased that the Sharks and the Roosters got that deal done.
Great humans. And I think it works out for everybody, that deal.
Okay, mate. Who is the best prop forward that you've ever played with? And before you name the number one, let's go through the list that you played with. Shane Webke.
Yes.
Petro Sivanaseva, Lazarus.
Yes.
Who else did you play with?
There was Andrew G was pretty good, like his Queensland Australia.
Is Sam Bacco too old to have played with you?
Yeah, I'm not that old, mate. but I know that was, it was like Greg Dowling and Sam Bacco just before my time there.
Yeah. So who was the best that you ever played with?
I've got to say, Webke was my sort of, my vintage, but I was lucky enough to play with Glenn Lazarus.
Mate, brick with ice.
He was that good. He won five premierships. Obviously Melbourne, you know, Brisbane, Canberra.
He captained three teams to the premiership, did he? He was certainly captain of the Storm.
He wasn't captain of the Broncos.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy called Alan Langer was captain there. But mate, he for his size and that, and I got to play against him in Origin too. He just had this aura about him. But he just, for his body shape, he was just so athletic and so agile, which is for a front row, which is hard. I know the modern day front rowers are great, but yeah. Glenn Lazarus, probably not the bloke that you sort of, that him and I are different personalities, but, mate, nothing but respect.
So you weren't sort of great mates, but you respected teammates.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Same like Shane Webke and I. Like, we weren't great mates, but you learn to respect what there is in a team dynamic, as we saw in the Last Dance, you know, with Rodman and different personalities.
Just make Pippen it work if you're winning.
You make it work, and that was good about Wayne Bennett. He made it work for who was ever in the squad, because we had some guys like Alan Cairn, Mark Hone, and they don't like all the big, leery, flashy backs and that, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, before you ask the next question, Jude, what about him as a politician? Fantastic, wasn't he?
Next question.
Del, last one. Michael Maguire's come out and said, with this cuts to football department spending, specialist coaches on the decline and things like that, the standards may start to drop off in terms of skill level. Do you agree with that?
For sure. But I think sometimes, I understand where Madge is coming from, but sometimes you can be too overcoached.
Overanalyzed.
Like there's too much structure around our game. You know, some of the halves and that, I think Andrew Johns and Matty Johns have said, you know, playing off the cuff and that. Sometimes we play with too much structure, but if the skill set with the kicking and the catching and stuff, that they might suffer a little bit. Look, to be honest, I think some clubs, they spend too much money on their on their coaching roster. So
they're so talented. Just let them play.
Let's go back to it. Let's see what happens.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Dylan. Thanks a lot, Jude. That is the Burley Curly, brought to you with our mates from Paddy's Markets.
Oh, yes, Paddy's.
Thank you very much for supporting us. Back with more soon on the Dead Set Legends.
Saturday mornings, comfortable like an old pair of pants. And
turn it up.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends. We've gone top 10, boys. Gone top 10
really?
On the podcast. Unbelievable.
Yeah, good.
I can't believe that anyone would want to listen to us, to be honest with you. But you subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. New segment, so new we don't even have an opener for it. But basically it's called Flog or Not. I give you a scenario where someone has done something or said something during the week, and you tell me if you reckon he's a flog or not a flog. First up, tennis player Dominic Thiem doesn't want to sacrifice some of his salary to help fund the lower-ranked players on the ATP Tour. Of course, the tour is over at the moment, so Djokovic said, you know what, let's all tip in 50 grand each at the top, and we'll make sure that everyone gets a little piece of it. $8,000 here, $6,000 there for the lower-ranked players. Is he a flog or not, Thiem?
He's a flog.
What do you reckon? I'm saying not.
Why?
Why does he have to chip in and for some of the players who are unprofessional and actually don't commit? They're not. It's not as if they're struggling. They're not struggling if they're in the top 100.
Thiem is no. We're talking about blokes in the top 500 who have got nothing. Thiem is overpaid.
Oh, please.
He's well overpaid. He's never won a Grand Slam. He's got about $40 million in prize money.
That's right. And also, don't forget when we
if he has to chip in for someone like Tomic or something like that.
Who's Tomic? I don't know. But you know what else, too? Remember the Roosters players spoke about this a few months ago? Mate, the person who was on the least amount of money in their roster.
That's right.
The boys are willing to chip in. Victor Radley, I think. Victor Radley chipped in.
I think Jake Friend did and Boyd Cordner
as
well.
Come on, mate. So you know what? That's Swans culture, mate. You're selfish, mate.
I reckon he's one of the biggest flogs of all time, Thiem.
Yes.
So two flogs and one not.
Yep.
The Detroit Pistons didn't shake hands with Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls after they were dumped out of the NBA Finals. If you don't know, it comes from The Last Dance, where the Pistons had been dominant over the Bulls, and eventually the Bulls got them and they walked straight off the court. In fact, they walked off the court before the game was officially over.
Flogs
or not?
Flogs for me. Yeah. I sit there and say, it's sportsmanship, you suck it up, it doesn't matter how hard you've battled out there, you just go up to your opponent, shake hands, and you get out of there. That's fine.
So the Pistons are flogs?
Absolute flogs.
Yeah, they're flogs because the last 2 years before it, Jordan and that, they went up there and they congratulated them that when they got beaten.
Yeah,
so
that would have been hurt.
How's the heat between him?
Yeah, exactly. Isaiah Thomas.
The Last Dance, if you've missed it, is on Netflix and ESPN. Make sure you catch it. So three flogs there for the Pistons. What about Anastasia Palaszczuk?
Anastasia Palaszczuk
wants the 2020 NRL final.
Come on, mate. Show some respect, mate. That's the Queensland Premier.
My goodness.
Oh, mate, you've got no respect, Gus. Not everything revolves around Sydney and New South Wales. Even though I'm happy to live here.
Go with the question. What was it?
Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Palaszczuk.
Whatever. Yeah. The Premier of Queensland. Queensland, flog or not? Flog. Sorry.
No.
What's the 2020 NRL Grand Final to be played at Suncorp Stadium? Flog or not?
Flog for me.
Keep
it local.
Exactly.
How good it be to play it at Suncorp Stadium? 55,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no crowd,
great vibe. Mate, the SCG, you've got to get binoculars out to watch the grand final, eh?
If there's no crowds, get it at Leichhardt Oval.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what about flog, though? You with the calf selfies as well. That's what I want to throw in, mate.
Oh, you're a flog, mate. Yeah.
I'm a flog.
Yeah, he's up on the selfies, mate.
That's you and Dave Warner. You look this pretty, buddy.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.